This week, we'll discuss issues impacting veterans and workers at the Department of Veterans Affairs with AFGE Local 1273 Vice President Travis Riggs and John Bradley, a former senior staffer on the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees. But first, we've been joined by Ohio State Senator Nina Turner. Senator, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Senator, we sit here today at AFGE's National VA Council 21st Triennial Training Convention.
Yes.
You will be a keynote speaker this week. Talk to me about why you're here and what ultimately you would like to impress upon the attendees.
Well, I'm really here to be supportive. I mean, government workers are the salt of the earth. They are the ultimate public servants. And a lot of times when you're not elected, when you're working for government, people kind of forget that you're there. But my message that I'm going to bring is uplift, especially to those who serve veterans. I mean, they serve the people who serve us. And that is going to be my theme, and that they should not get weary and well doing. I know it's difficult sometimes being a government worker. And a lot of times, especially in states like Ohio, Wisconsin, when people are trying to bash government workers, we went through that in Ohio as we defeated an anti-collective bargaining bill. But I am here to uplift those who serve the people, who make sure that we have freedom in this country.
We've seen you walking around here today, meeting a lot of friends that you have, making some new ones. Talk to me about the spirit of the people attending this convention.
I mean, upbeat. It's good for the family to come together every now and then and make sure that they affirm one another. They talk about what's going on. They talk about the challenges, but they also talk about the opportunities. So it is really good to see so many people here who are engaged, because a lot of the people I'm talking to, they watch and they're paying attention. They've seen me on MSNBC, and they know that I'm fighting the good fight on behalf of working class and middle class people all across this country. So I am excited.
Talk to me about some of the similarities that you see between attendees of this week's convention, those who serve our nation's veterans, middle-class Americans, and the people that you represent in Ohio's 25th district.
A lot in common. You know, most people, no matter where they're from, they just want to live a good life, and decent is not good enough. I certainly believe that people who work hard should live more than just decent. They should live a good life, and that is all across this country. So the things that I see in common, you know, the concerns about what's going on, the atmosphere and environment in government, whether it's state level or federal. For example, Jay, you know, we just went through the government shutdown where 800,000 federal employees were furloughed, you know, wondering when their next paycheck was going to come. Where you have veterans who gave the ultimate sacrifice, five families had to wonder whether or not the government, the federal government, was going to pay the death benefits to their loved ones. It is absolutely unacceptable. I believe that government does for us, it's meant for us to do collectively what we cannot do as individuals. You know, I just really feel as though the people who are here, I can relate to them. They are very similar to the people that I serve. People want to live a good life. They want to make sure that they live in safe communities. They want to make sure that they can reap the fruits of their labor. And they want to make sure that there's a future for themselves and their children. That is not too much to ask. And so as a public servant, as somebody in the elected ministry, I believe that that is my job every single day as I go and fight in Ohio, is to make sure that the people that I serve can live a good life. And that, to me, is what this conference is about, too.
Senator, we've heard many times over the years how there's a perception that federal employees or public servants have it made. They make so much money. Their benefits are out of this world. There's so many perks that come along with being a federal employee. But as you probably well know, within your district in Ohio, that's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not. And what do you call perk? I mean, having good health benefits, is that a perk? No, that should be the way that it is for all employees. And government employees lift everybody else's salaries. And we cannot forget that, or their standard of living. People work very hard, and government employees are public servants. I mean, imagine if the VA did not exist. Imagine if we didn't have government workers plowing snow or putting salt on the road. Imagine if we didn't have that kind of service. Again, collectively, government is designed for us to be able to do together what we cannot do as individuals. Government employees, in my estimation, they are the salt of the earth, and they need to be uplifted. That doesn't mean that some things don't need to be changed, that we want to get better in what we do, but to vilify government employees, something is wrong with that.
The people who become federal employees are civic-minded. They're there to do a job, to fulfill a mission.
To serve. That is what they are there to serve. So whether it's the veteran, whether it's the clerk, whether it's the doctor, the nurse, no matter what the profession is, the accountant, we are there for a greater purpose. Government employees are there for the greater purpose, and that is to serve.
We've heard many times over the last couple of years, and probably in part due to the Great Recession, of needing to get the American dream back, to be able to have that available for people to pursue. What happened?
Greed. I mean, we really need to create more jobs. I mean, the jobs that the jobs that are out there right now are really service industry jobs that don't pay a whole lot of money. We need to make sure that those who are elected, whether it's local, state, or federal, have one goal in mind, and that is creating great opportunities so that everybody can live their measure of the American dream. We got to put people back to work, Jay. In my state, 1 in 6 people live in poverty. Something is wrong with that. You know, I'm a college professor too, Jay, and on the first day of school, I asked my students, what do you want to be when you grow up? I have yet to have one of my students say, Professor Turner, when I grow up, I want to be poor. I want to be on food stamps. I want to be on Medicaid. But I do have people who say, you know, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a nurse, an accountant. I want to be a social worker. We have got to do a better job, those of us who serve in the elected ministry, of creating the environment that creates jobs.
How do we go about
and health care for everybody, too? I am a firm supporter.
How do we get people back to work? What kinds of jobs should we be creating in this country to get people working again?
I mean, manufacturing jobs, government jobs, for example, are the areas where people who have been the most marginalized in this country. And let me take African Americans, for example. The government sector was the area where the African Americans made it to the middle class. People who serve government can live good middle-class lives. And you know what? 70% of our economy is a consumer-based economy. We need middle-class folks to keep business thriving. We need middle-class folks to keep this country thriving. So we have to have manufacturing jobs. We need to lift the service sector pay. And I'm glad to hear that the president is supporting, you know, the increase in the minimum wage, because we need to do that too. We are all better together, Jason. We are all better together. And when people are thriving and living a good life, not decent, not barely making it a good life, it has a positive ripple effect for all of us.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, and we're here with State Senator Nina Turner representing Ohio's 25th District. Senator, take me inside the 25th District of Ohio. Tell me what's going on, the good, the bad, and everything in between.
Well, my district spans the gamut, the whole spectrum. I have people who live in poverty to people who are ultra wealthy. I have suburban communities. I have urban communities. It is the mosaic of America, my district. Very mixed district. All ethnicities live in the 25th Senate District. So I have people doing very, very well, and I have people who are not doing so well. And I think the measure of how vibrant a community is how we look out for the least of these.
And what does it take to bring up those who need a little help, to give them a boost? What needs to be done there?
Well, we need to make sure, particularly in the city of Cleveland, which is the largest city in my district, is to make sure through the vehicles of education that we are educating our children, and that we take folks in the most productive years of their lives, which I would just say between the ages of 25 and 65, who they really need these jobs, that we make sure we get people educated or trained. Everybody's not going to get a college degree, and I understand that. So we got to make sure that we get people credentialed. And it is through that credential that they can then command and compete for higher paying jobs. That is the goal, to making sure that we're lifting people who really do need our help.
One of the criticisms of the American people onto Congress is that people don't work together, that Congress does not work together. It's too divisive. It's too polarized. How is that within the Ohio State Legislature?
It's pretty much the same, Jason. And I will say there's only one side that is really doing all the polarizing. And I'm not trying to be partisan here, but, you know, there's a scripture that says you will know the tree by the fruit that it bears. If you look at D.C., for example, there was only one group that decided that it was better to take this country off the cliff than to compromise, like you said. And they were willing to do that. There's something wrong. There's something heartless about cutting $40 billion from the from the food stamp program. Something heartless about that. And so in the state of Ohio, we have the same thing. I mean, we have elected officials who did not, on the Republican side, who did not want to expand Medicaid for 300,000 Ohioans, working class Ohioans, and 26,000 of those are veterans. It's heartless when we got to debate that kind of stuff. We should do what is in the best interest of the people who we were elected to serve, even if we have a disagreement about how to get there, but not doing anything to make sure that we take care of people is not acceptable.
How do you go about, as a state senator, pushing an agenda through, getting it to become a law, making things happen for the people of Ohio?
It's tedious. There are supermajorities in my state. I am a Democrat. And in the Ohio Senate, there are only 10 Democrats and 23 Republicans, for example. So they have a supermajority. They really do not have to listen to the Democrats. But you continue to work hard. We have seen victories, especially in pushing back against voter suppression. We've seen great things happen. You just got to go to work every day with intention. And that's what I do. And I don't go to work with a minority mentality in terms of the count. I go there knowing that over 350,000 people sent me there to serve them and to advocate for their best interests. And every now, we get some things done in a bipartisan way. Every now and then, I wish it was more often.
Talk to me about what resonates with you being at an event like this at AFGE's VA convention around people who are serving those who...
Who serve us, who serve our country. You know, my grandfather was a veteran in World War II. And so being at an event like this, surrounded by the people who serve the soldiers who serve us and other people who are not necessarily on the battlefield, but they are part of that network, it just humbles me. My grandfather served this country as a World War II veteran. I have an uncle who served in Vietnam. Right now, my son is in the Ohio National Guard, standing in the ready position. So it just reminds me of how important it is for us to stay focused on our purpose and our goal and not to get discouraged and to uplift people who serve. And that's really what this conference is about for me, is to uplift the people who provide the services to the citizens that serve us and protect our way of life.
When you go back into your district in Ohio, the 25th district, what's your top priority?
Oh my God, education, you know, making sure that every child, no matter who their parents are or not, or where they live, have a high quality education so they can live out their greatest greatness. Putting people back to work. Again, Ohio is 47th in job creation, and we have got to do something about that. And then making sure that people have access to the ballot. I mean, Jason, in my state and across this country, you have those elected officials who are trying to take away the right to vote. And that is the one place, the ballot box is the one place where it doesn't matter our race, our ethnicity, our gender, or our socioeconomic status. It is the one place where we can be equal. One woman, one man, one vote. And to me, that is the foundation for all the great things we want to do in this country. So those are my priorities in Ohio.
As we close out here today, what are your final thoughts, Senator?
That I am so excited to be here, and I'm really glad, you know, the choir needs to be uplifted, and I'm hoping that every single member here of the Veterans Services feels very uplifted when they leave here. The environment, number one, but two, mentally, when this is all over, I hope they feel even more fired up and ready to go when they get back home to continue their great work of being great public servants. And I want to say a big thank you to all for the service that they give to us.
State Senator Nina Turner, representing Ohio's 25th District. Senator, first time on the program today. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me, Jason. It's been wonderful.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, available on demand at InsideGovernmentRadio.com. I'm your host, Jason Fornicola, and up next, we'll learn about issues impacting VA workers with AFGE Local 1273 Vice President Travis Riggs.